Tasmania Talks with Mike O'Loughlin, weekday mornings from 9. Tasmania Talks, Merrill Moments.
Always a pleasure to cross over to the Mayor of the West Coast, Council, Mr. Shane Pitt. Shane, good morning. Welcome, buddy.
Yeah, good morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm very, very well, thank you. Listen, interesting, you, with the weather event, I'm glad you the West Coast apparently didn't quite cop it as bad as they thought they might.
No, mate, no, just normal around here with the weather. Yeah, I guess we cop a fair bit of rain as it is anyway. But no, it was pretty good that we missed it this time.
Mm. And on a very positive note, isn't it fabulous, Strawn winning gold as Australia's tiny tourism town? Well done.
Yeah, no, that was excellent. Out of 148 towns across Australia that were in that competition, and it was good to see that Strawn was the winner. And you know, a lot of work put in by Destination West Coast and the council with regard to that to enter into that competition. Yeah, no, it's really good to see.
Absolutely. Now, adventure tourism, I know there was a prospectus developed by your good self, the West Coast Council, along with West by Northwest, sort of in consultation with stakeholders, I believe, also. But grew, I believe, from a notion that the West Coast locals, or even people outside, may consider developing adventure tourism businesses. I think that's quite a good idea, adventure tourism.
Yeah, no, well, it's come about for a while now that we on council thought that, this area lends itself to venture tourism, given that, I guess it was around about the same time as we put the 2025 community consultation plan together, and we had Queenstown, New Zealand, Destination Queenstown over here, and, you know, they were more or less saying that we've got the similar sort of demographics and what they have over there, and so we thought it was an ideal opportunity to break into the adventure tourism area. And, certainly the West Coast has everything to offer here from, on the back of the mountain biking, which is going great guns at the moment. There's also perspectives of rock climbing and bouldering and hang gliding, just to name a few. And, of course, our walks in this area.
Superb.
They are, yeah, so... Yeah, no, it's good, and it's a high-quality document that West by Northwest assists us with, and it's already seen some take-up in the infancy already. So, no, it's good to see.
Good news. And how's the next stage of the West Coast Council's mountain bike trail strategy going? Yeah, is that travelling? I know this because you're improving all the time, plus growing.
Yeah, well, the Heemskirk track's not far off being launched, so that's about the 10th of December, I think. We're opening them tracks as well, so that is another class over there at next to Erna Hills on the Heemskirk range there, and that'll be, I guess it'll lend itself to what Erna Hills already has over there at Zine, and it's in that next stage that at least, those that aren't adventurous enough to go on Mount Owen track. That's fairly spectacular, but we'll have the Zine tracks as well, so which is really good to see that we'll be able to cater for all those mountain bikers, not just the professionals.
Yeah, exactly. Some great tracks there. Now, in regard to TAS Networks, I remember I was reading in the Advocate about when you questioned whether the upgrades that TAS Networks were going to do in Zeehan would actually have been proposed if it wasn't for the mines restart.
No, I don't think that's the fact, and I was misquoted there, Mike, with regard to that. We've been talking to TAS Networks for some time now on the upgrades on their infrastructure around Zine. They've been working on it for some time now, and they're just waiting on some other things to fall into place so they can continue these upgrades. They have been working on it for a while, but they've got another generator coming into Zine to help with the other two that are already on site there. And they've also... There's some switch gear and wire upgrades as well, which is ongoing, and they've also got some new switching stations they're putting in also. So, no, that work has been happening for some time now, and it's just there was a recent planning application, I believe, that was put into council with regard to some communications upgrades they require down at the Tile Harbour substation, which, they're looking at doing some upgrades there to improve their communications. But for the infrastructure, they've been working on that for some time now, and it's good to see that they're trying to boost the reliability of the power supply around Zoon and Granville Harbour, which is good to see that, Tasworth Networks had a few wires come down on the Zoon Highway the Murchison Highway recently between Zoon and Rosebery, and I guess this will help boost that reliability if that happens.
Mm. How's the housing going? I know that you've been pushing to try and get more housing on the West Coast just to accommodate the workers that want to come down.
Yeah, no, it's still an issue, mate, and we're still talking to all parties with regard to that, to state government and also to the mining industry and private enterprise as well. So, we hopefully we can all get together at some stage and work through a plan to improve the housing stock here on the West Coast. It's something that is holding us back severely down here.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. Now, tell me the West Coast Youth Consultation Engagement Campaign. Tell me about that.
Yeah. So that's come out of the annual plan. It was a proposal put forward by council to improve our consultation and communication with the youth of the community, the West Coast youth. So that's something which we've now just started. So there's a survey out for the youth to work out how they believe that council can communicate a lot better with them and get a few of their ideas into our annual plan moving forward into the future, and may even move itself into a youth council. So we'll see how that pans out, but hopefully it's all interesting stuff, and I think it's it's time that council started to listen to our youth of the community as well. So opportunity for them to be part of the community.
And it's good to see. I was reading a few more businesses moving into the main street as well, which is good to see, and even changes of said businesses.
Yes, there is. Yes, so there's been some new businesses in Queensland, not only in Queenstown, but also in Rosebery and also Zoon. So we're seeing, and Strawn also, with the leather place down there's opening up as well. So, it's good to see, and it's good for the community outlook moving into the future, that's for sure.
Well, I think to finish up, I think tourism-wise, you're heading into a very bright future, I think, especially with if the weather stays, if we can fine up a little bit, you're going to get more people down the West Coast.
Yeah, well, I think climate change helping with that. We've seen our weather seems to improve every year, which is good for us down here on the West Coast. But, tourism outlook for this tourist season coming up, I think it's extremely good, and most accommodation places are booked out already, so which is good to see.
Well, good luck in the election, and possibly we'll be chatting to you next time, Shane, and all the very best.
Yeah, I hope so, Mike, and thanks for everything you've done for us here on the West Coast for the last 12 months, and hopefully into the future.
Oh, we love it, mate. Don't worry about that. Thanks, Shane. Good to talk to you, mate. Shane Pitt, Mayor of the West Coast. With Tasmania Talks.
Tasmania Talks with Mike O'Loughlin, weekday mornings from 9.